Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
So for the next 20 minutes, I just want to share briefly.
In Acts chapter 1,
in the verse 8, Jesus speaking to the apostles, more or less give us a description of what missions is. He didn't mention the word missions.
But missions, no.
What he said helps us to understand what missions
are.
Jesus said,
yes, Christ will say,
but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Then he said, you shall be witnesses unto me. No witnesses unto a church. Unto me. It means that you witness about me. Me, Jesus. And the work I came to do on this earth. And then he says, your witness will be done in certain specific locations. The first one he mentioned is Jerusalem. So when he says you be witnesses unto me, the first area is where they were. That's where they were. It's where you are. It's called Jerusalem. Because that's where he was talking to the. Then he said,
Jerusalem.
But it's not only in Jerusalem, it's in Judea too.
Jerusalem is
Judea is just by Jerusalem.
Judea and so a cry a ben. Jerusalem.
Then he says, it's not only in Jerusalem and Judea, which is where you are. He says, your witness will go to
Samaria,
which was a bit further than Jerusalem and Judea. So as at the time he's speaking to them, they were in
Jerusalem.
Then he's saying that when you are witnessing about me, you should start from where you are. Then you move to the next town. Then he said, after that, you go to Samaria. Then he said, even your witness will go beyond Samaria. To where? The uttermost part of the earth. So Jesus, in saying what he's saying here, he's telling us about missions. Somebody says, what is missions? It is witnessing about Jesus. Not just in your local surroundings, but beyond your local
surroundings.
Amen.
Amen.
That is what missions.
And only as sempatre jumedi.
You are staying in Jerusalem. You will talk about Jesus in Jerusalem. But he says that you should go beyond Jerusalem to Judea.
Now,
you are in Enyinim.
He says
you will speak about me in
Enyinim.
You will move it to Kokobin and
Dabain.
Jericho.
Fako Jericho.
Everywhere. Then he says you will go beyond that. To all the places in Kumasi Metro. Then he says beyond that. You will go to the end, the uttermost
part.
That is missions. So missions takes us out of the limit of just speaking to people around us about Jesus. Can somebody say amen?
Obinka amen at yes.
But then that's what missions is about. Before I go into it, when I came out, just sitting.
By now or two.
Last night I went to preach somewhere. This morning I went to preach somewhere.
And
before coming here.
And sana oba.
And as I was preaching, the Lord was laying specific things
on my heart.
So for the next 15 minutes, please allow me to just
speak.
What we call your life, eh?
Your friend said,
that is what you are living right now. There is no other life you are going to live. What you are doing now.
You're
going and coming. That's your life. They say when people are about to die. I was listening to one man. Something happened just as he was about to die. He said his whole life flashed before him. From his childhood.
It's as if
they were playing a video for
him.
He saw his whole life. When a man stands before God, your whole life will play like this. If you are a child of God, and you didn't do anything to save somebody else. That's when you stand before Jesus, even though you'll be saved, you'll be filled with regret.
Because
your life it wasn't a blessing to it. Please, are you listening?
Utie, wabrabo, anyensha mobia.
Look at political parties. They make people travel left, right, center, back. Why are they traveling? For a political party. Because of political power. They let people travel left, right. And sometimes they even get hurt. Some even die in accidents. What are they doing it for? It's a political party. I love my party. I love my party. And maybe sometimes they are also motivated by the fact that if I work hard, maybe if my party comes to power, maybe they'll give me something to
do. They may
make me minister of finance. As for us, when God called us, the only work he has given to us to do is to win souls. Are you here, please? Please look at me. The only work God has given you as far as the Bible is concerned is to be able to tell people what Jesus has done in your life,
and
how Jesus came to die for them, and how God is no longer holding their sins against them.
Christo wabe
so all they have to do now is believe in what Jesus did.
And
that one too we will not do. Why? He didn't call us to dance.
One friend.
Look, we do other things. We
say mediasa.
We build houses, we sing. They are all nice. We do CAD. Choreography. They are all nice. But let me tell you, what God called us to do is to win souls. I'm not saying these things are bad. They are fine. But they are only fine if they will help to win a soul. If it will not be involved in winning a soul, anything you and I will do that will not help to win
soul.
Listen, this thing I'm telling you, please look at me. This thing I'm telling you. How many of you were here on Tuesday? Was it Tuesday I showed the film? I showed a film of a particular woman.
Mami Bia.
She's not a bad woman. She was working in an office. Somebody was worrying her, and somebody tried to protect her. And so she was trying to be with the person. Then before she realized, the man raped her.
And
she was very sad. And she went through a lot of things. Only to realize later that she got pregnant too. She said, God, this one I beg you, forgive me.
Or say, right away, the
this baby, I will remove this. But then she remembered that she had said when she was a young child,
that me,
an abortion,
any incident to
go the day I will attempt,
that
I will die. She said it with her mouth. Not somebody said it for
you.
She had said it. But now she was telling, he said, God, I beg you, forgive me.
Oh, sir, they have
raped me. I can't keep this child.
So
on the day they took her to the hospital, they started the operation.
Yes,
as soon as they started, she died.
Yeah, say ye be abofrana na mamini uye.
She said the way she got to know she had died was because she saw herself on the she was lying on the table and then she saw herself also standing by the operation.
She said in the video,
how can there be two of me? Actually there are three of you.
Moye mi ensampo.
Her spirit came out of the body. So she was looking at herself. So before she could start seeing
Jack,
she was gone.
Let us all call.
And she was going down. And she said, the more she was going, the darker the place
was.
Then she realized that where she was, there were cells.
And who said, baby, I wanted to say, be Obi Edwako to fear, say, baby.
Then if I'm saying this thing right now,
yeah, I can't say
maybe
no.
You are sitting now, it doesn't look real.
Maybe I want to also with the ass is with the and you know,
but she said, she went and then what she saw the fire.
I said,
it's not like the bonfire or
something.
Is in the people there, is burning you inside, but you are not permitted to die. Then she herself landed in herself. Her whole life flashed before her.
Said
she screamed. She shouted. Nothing was happening. There's a place called hell.
Baby, your friend Bonsam Jim.
Is Jesus who talked about hell?
Yes, Christ on account wants him.
And we say, oh, don't talk about hell. You are frightening people. Jesus was not saying it to frighten
yes,
us.
Christo, no,
he was just telling us the fact. There is a hell. It was not made for human beings. It was made for the devil and his angels. This girl I'm talking about was a Christian. Born again. That incident sent her to hell. She started begging God. He said, I'm not asking for 1 minute. Do you remember the video?
Okay,
said,
video.
I don't even want 1 day.
Said,
give me 1 second.
Yes, my father.
And when you're watching the video, you know that this is not a film.
It's
not Hollywood. It's not even Bollywood. Bollywood, the Indian one. Also, the Indian one is wild, though.
India for the Indian.
Somebody would jump up and kick somebody. It's not Bollywood. It's not Nollywood. It's not Hollywood. It's not Gollywood. Ghana Wood or Gollywood, whichever.
Kuma Wood.
As she was sharing that, she was just weeping.
All kind of nausea.
Listen, hell is real.
Obunsam Jemoho.
Are you listening to me this one? Hell is very real.
Obunsam Jemoho.
That is why God has given us the responsibility.
And until I ready am wone me asudi no.
To talk about Jesus.
Yen kan Jesus Christ o hwan
sa. And the message, we must have a very clear message.
Now asem na was said there the pefe.
Please give me Romans 1:16-17.
Roman 4 man in the Bible. Ni je modun si ani dun so.
Stay tuned. The message continues after this break.
I believe in the power of prayer. Praise the Lord. The Ladies of Purpose Interdenominational Prayer Meeting for this month comes up this Saturday, 9th August 2025, from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Theme, Where Are God's Mighty Women? Part 3, Genesis 3:15. Ministering, Reverend Reginald Adanovo. Venue, the Conference Hall of Nigeria's Angels Educational Center, Santa Sieninem. Ladies, you can't afford to miss it. If you have never attended any of our meetings, this is your opportunity. Expect healing, deliverance, and intimacy with the Lord. Come with a prepared heart and you definitely not leave the same. Invite a friend or a sister and come along with them. God richly bless you.
Welcome back.
And let me end up. Let me try Romans 1:16-17. New Living Translation. Okay. So this is what Paul
says.
I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. The Jew,
you know,
first, and also the Gentile. Gentile means any other person who is not a Jew. The Bible calls something the good news about Jesus. What is the good news about Jesus? Let's continue. This good news tells us how God made us right in his sight. That's the first thing about the good. Listen, everywhere you go, people, every religion on this earth, Islam, Buddhism,
Buddhism,
Shintoism,
Shintoism,
even Judaism,
Jew for some, no.
I thought I heard you say hypnotism. Hypnotism is not a religion.
No, yes.
All the religions. Listen carefully. All of them tell you what to do so that you will be right with God. So all of them have rules.
Watch out, they also yeah.
Don't do this.
Nah,
do that.
When you're eradicating tear.
That's why Christianity is not a religion. Christianity tells you what God has done so that you can be right with him.
It's
a different thing. All the rest tell you what you should do so that you will be right.
But
in Christianity, we are told about what God has done. He has done it already. He is not now going to do it. He has done it already so that we will be right with him.
He said,
the good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. Praise God.
Are
you here this morning?
We are gone.
So in Christianity, we are not looking for what to do. Yesterday I was telling the people I was preaching to. I was at the beach, man. It's not something somebody told me. I went to baptize certain people. When a white garment
his followers were with him.
So I was watching them. He made all of them lie down. What's that? You see, we human beings,
Nipa.
When you tell somebody Jesus paid the price,
God
doesn't want you to pay the
price. But
I want to do something so that I can feel that I'm safe. And God says there's nothing
you can do.
Isn't it only Jesus? Okay, I add something to his jockey, then that is, you don't drink coffee.
So
I'm saved because I don't drink coffee. You are not saved because you don't drink coffee.
I won't know Sadi AB.
He said, oh, don't eat pork.
Or say,
fast for 30 days.
He said,
we like, we want to do something to show that we achieved it. Listen, there is nothing you and I can do
to
achieve righteousness with God. It is not possible. That is why it's God who did it. This is a good place to clap for Jesus. That is what Jesus came to do. God realized that if he leaves you and me, even if he gives us 1,000 years to live, we can't do anything to be right in his sight. So to become right in his sight, God sent his son Jesus to bear the punishment for our sin.
Na ye born
in
work
so that the one who believes in him,
na obi obeji na di no,
he tells you you are right.
Or catch her will say, mebu ubim.
But what have I done? So you have believed in my son.
Or say what jime doba na di.
So Paul was explaining this. He was talking about Paul Abraham.
Say, no, okay, Abraham was him.
So he was asking the people he was writing to.
Now,
do you know how Abraham became the father of faith?
Well, so Abraham,
do you know how Abraham became the father of faith that we all say Father Abraham?
He said, Abraham.
He said he didn't achieve it by his righteousness. God called him one day, Abraham. He said,
Abraham said,
come outside.
Was it Freddy Piabontain?
Look at the stars.
But when he's here, we are
count them.
Kind instrument,
he counted, couldn't finish.
Count.
God said, I'll make your children like this.
He
said, yes, sir, I believe. God said, you have
been.
You are righteous. That's how Abraham became righteous. How? He believed. How do I become righteous? When Jesus was dying, I was not there.
Yes, Christ, so we need any.
There is even no picture for us to see.
If we need be a crane,
because those days there was no camera.
San and him near him for new.
Others would have used our iPhone 20 to take the picture.
Ekojina ehoni ahwe yes Christo we chi na odi foni na twa.
So we were told that somebody came to die for us.
Yes, so be uma e.
Put Ephesians 2:8-9 NLT.
Ephesians 4:18 ni jiche mu ohwene nkron.
I was told.
O ka train.
That somebody paid for my sin.
So obi tu ya me born in soka.
I said, I believe. God said, you have believed.
What you made?
Get righteous.
Any Jitini here. Jitini here. What you made the Jitini here?
Get righteous.
Jitini here. What you made Jitini here?
Oh God. But also, some people say it's too simple.
Say, oh,
it's not difficult.
And yet, thing.
No, add some difficulty to it.
Oh, for me, my name, you may be in here. You say, yeah, my safata.
So look at this. God saved you by his grace. When you what? God saved you by his grace. When you you can't take credit for it. Look, even God, when he looked at my shadow, and he saw how white my
shadow
was, he decided to make me. You can't take credit. You can't say that me.
There is no sin in my family.
You can't take credit for it.
To me, and found sense.
It's only Jesus who takes the credit.
And you
can't take credit for this.
Now I say we want to be informed about this.
It is a what?
It is a.
Are you following? It is a.
It's
a gift. Salvation is a gift. Righteousness is a gift. Having favor before God is a gift. Being able to have peace with God is a gift. That is the message we carry on missions. The message that we take
Asem a ye ko bo ni de ro ni se.
Brother, you have been trying to do good so that God will accept you.
Pesa wo ye papa ne radi
ji. Stop it.
Jai sa o pesa wo ye sa.
Rather believe in the person who ne God no appointed to die for.
She sani pa cry yanko pon etu na si woni di so ouma onu jini di.
After you believe in him.
Na wo jini di we are.
He will help you to do good. Sani
pa krono ye yanko pon ye Jesus Christ o ba bo anu aye papa.
It is a gift from God. Now listen to the last part. Salvation is not a reward for the good things you have done. Church, are you here? Please, are you listening? Salvation is not a reward because you prayed this morning. You prayed yesterday for 10 hours.
So
God has seen
our.
Salvation is not a reward. Look, prayer is good. After you are saved, prayer is good.
So I'm not looking at my prayer.
But I'm saying that salvation is not a reward
for the good things we have done.
So none of us can boast about
it. It will be end to be one.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Praise the Lord. The Ladies of Purpose Interdenominational Prayer Meeting for this month comes up this Saturday, 9th August 2025, from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Theme, Where Are God's Mighty Women? Part 3, Genesis 3:15. Ministering, Reverend Reginald Adanovo. Venue, The Conference Hall of Nigeria's Angel Educational Center, Santa Sieninim. Ladies, you can't afford to miss it. If you have never attended any of our meetings, this is your opportunity. Expect healing, deliverance, and intimacy with the Lord. Come with a prepared heart and you definitely not leave the same. Invite a friend or a sister and come along with them. God richly bless you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esipoche Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Chrono and Senia. Visit us at www.tegascake.com.
Call or WhatsApp Esipoche Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esipoche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanovo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420-32997.
Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.